April 20th, 2021 Enrolls Tech Manual QFS2020. https://qfs2020.com/enrolls-tech-manual. The National Real Estate Listing Service Action Plan. National Real Estate Listing Service. Enrolls, Action Plan. This plan is excellent for humanitarians who have a priority to assist people get into a home of their own. The Enrolls is designed to do that for everyone, not just the homeless or downtrodden in life. Having a stable home of their own, they are safe and secure, and where the family unit can flourish and grow without the constant worry about money, is the dream we all have. The Enrolls is an easily adopted action plan using professionals that will pick up the ball and run with it. It fits right in with what they are already doing and will double and triple their income in a short period of time. The Enrolls can be part of the CAC organization as there are activities that overlap and can be run by directors or assistant directors within multiple geographic areas. Once set up, you will have delegated responsibilities at many different levels to solve problems and get families into their new homes. The Enrolls is patterned for the real estate market in the United States. We believe that pattern can be adapted by humanitarians to be used in any country. The service, in its expanded form, will contain a worldwide database so that when a person wants to purchase a home in another country, the service can be used. Each benefactor outside of the United States will help in the Enrolls to implement it with contracts in other countries according to their real estate laws. In America, we use licensed real estate brokers. Other countries may have real estate structures for buying and selling homes different from ours. These differences will be included in the listing service contracts for each country. Mission statement. The mission of the Enrolls is to establish and maintain a national registry for the listing of properties for sale within the real estate markets of each state, county, and city for all nations in which the Enrolls is functioning. Mission purpose. To provide a financial structure for families or single persons to purchase a home at reasonable terms and prices. Note. This action plan outlined below is available for any ZIM benefactor. A ZIM holder that contracts with Enrolls is considered a benefactor within any RLS documentation. To implement the Enrolls, a new ZIM benefactor needs to sign the agreement, yet to be created, accepting the policies and procedures contained in the listing service, a part of which is listed below. Contracting benefactors would then contract their own real estate brokers and agents to effectuate the buying and selling process. LWS will provide the contractual agreement for this program. The Enrolls listing database is to be organized into country, state, county, and city searches as well as by other listing information, beds, baths, size, price, etc. Listings will include pictures, details of the home, etc., and other pertinent information needed to make an informed decision by a potential buyer. The broker and agents responsible for the purchase would act as the listing agent for the resale of the property. Brokerage commission for the resale is addressed below using the RSS action plan. The ZIM benefactor would be the lien holder of the properties they fund. All loan payments would go back to benefactor's RSS master account for reuse. The real estate problem. The availability of money and the Fed rate Zamenhof factors has been a major problem for the real estate housing market. With the demise of the Federal Reserve money structure, this problem has been eliminated, but other problems for homeownership still exist. A home is usually the most important investment a person can make for his or her family. The financial success of this investment may be altered by many outside factors beyond the control of the homeowner. A person's income needs to be secure but is oftentimes affected by unemployment and other factors that can erode the homeowner's ability to service the loan to keep the family home from foreclosure. The real estate solution. A real solution must address the potential problem for a homeowner to lose the home involuntarily due to financial problems caused by circumstances beyond their control. This is where the revenue sharing solutions plan can team up with the listing service to resolve this problem with a steady source of funds. Using the year humanitarian funds to implement the Enrolls provides a great service to families by giving them a way to purchase a home and live there without the normal stressful environment caused by financial concerns. The sanctity of one's home must be held inviolable by financial institutions that provide money to purchase a home. No more foreclosures or possession that put families out on the street. With an increase in the RSS share download that covers the monthly payments and given at the time of closing, the continuous download of substantial uninterrupted income provides the financial security that each family needs and deserves to stay in their family home. The real estate RSS share increase is not dependent on job-related income nor influenced by ill health or accident problems. Most anyone can qualify to purchase a home with this listing service. The home market in the United States has been estimated by Forbes to be $31.80 trillion at today's prices. The Enrolls is an organized procedure to buy residential properties and condominiums at retail and resell them at wholesale to the public for 20% less. There are major benefits given to those who participate in this program to purchase a home or condominium. Real estate purchasing parameters. All residential and individual condominium properties that come on the market are eligible to participate in the listing service if a clean and clear title is available. You, the ZIM benefactor, would contract with real estate brokers to act as your buying agents with the procedures and commission structure as outlined below. 1. Established price. The offer to purchase price would be established by Allison's real estate appraiser using standard appraising practices. The purchase price plus improvements is considered the retail value of that property. 2. Offers to purchase. Offers to purchase need to go through a licensed real estate agent associated with a contracted broker. A contracted broker is one who has signed an agreement with the ZIM benefactor as an agent. All brokerage fees would be paid by the original owner in cash at the closing. Listing agreements for non-listed homes is open for negotiations as per broker's competition when a property becomes available for sale and listing. 3. Closing parameters. The closing and conveyance of title would be completed by a licensed title company according to the standard practice and procedures, with title searches, title insurance, and the broker's escrow accounts being used for the closing. 4. Referrals for new broker contracts. Under the control of the benefactor, a contract broker who refers a new licensed real estate broker that contracts with the benefactor will receive a 3 cent per minute increased download as a referral bonus, this to be added to their existing RSS share per minute download. 5. Commissions and brokerage fees. Would be paid as per listing agreements if the property is listed by another licensed real estate broker or their salespersons. This would be cash to the broker. 6. Refinances. Homeowners seeking to refinance their existing home would find an Enrolls broker to do the work of the refinance. The brokerage would receive the selling commission paid by the owner to do the closing. The broker would also oversee the renovations that are necessary to bring the property to the higher living standards as outlined below. The costs of improvements would be added to the cost of the home for the total amount of the real estate loan. At the time when we have established financial service centers, we see this service available to oversee refinances. The purchase price. The purchase price plus improvements, if any, establishes the resale price less 20%. This gives the new buyer an immediate 20% equity going into the transaction. The improvements include any upgrades and remodeling expenditures needed to bring the home up to the finest of standards, will be to the resale price. Local licensed contractors could be used for the improvements. Each home to be upgraded with new appliances, floorings, new paint, light fixtures, and security services, if wanted or needed. This helps the local economy, which is part and parcel to the program. All liens, tax and/or mortgages will be paid at closing to ensure a clean, clear title. The closing company will come up with the final amount to be put into escrow for closing. Authorized agents of the benefactor would then transfer the funds to the escrow account. When the title is recorded, the benefactor would be the lien holder of that property. Once the property is closed and the improvements completed, the property would then be listed in the computer data bank of available properties for that area or market. The benefactor, as the purchasing entity, would establish their own brokers to act as their authorized agents and do the offers and the closings. The more brokers, the more real estate can be purchased. Each benefactor has the ultimate decision for the financial level at which they feel comfortable for their participation. The benefit for the benefactor is the limited amount of funds they could put into a major project of extreme value to families. Some SIM holders have concerns for the market responding to the increasing demand for homes. The purchase price for a home will be established by Allison's real estate appraisal using standard appraising procedures which include a market analysis of sold homes in the area. With this appraisal process required, you as the benefactor can rest assured that you are not being taken for a ride. Again, delegate responsibilities and then require accountability through an independent auditor. Real estate selling parameters. Buying agents used to purchase the home should be the listing agents for resale. This gives continuity for showing the home by one who is familiar with the property. The commission structure. The commissions for the sale of a property through NERLS would come in the form of an increase in the per minute download for shareholders, beneficiary, existing share. The brokerage who brought the property to NERLS would be the listing broker for resale of that property. A broker could be the selling broker for his/her own listed properties as well as any other properties found for new buyers. A potential new broker would sign a contract with the approval of the benefactor in the NERLS. The new broker would agree to the commission structure for the broker and his/her salespersons. Upon signing the contract, the new broker and his/her salespeople would receive an initial RSS share with a 10 cent download per minute. The SIM benefactor involved will pay the listing broker and the sales agent a minimum of 5 cents each for each sale, added to their share download. Same for the selling broker and the selling agent. Beyond the minimum 5 cents, properties sold for more than $250,000 will be paid 1 cent for each $50,000 increment over $250,000. Example, $249,000 would be 5 cents, $251,000 would be 6 cents, $500,000 would be 10 cents. At 10 cents, this would permanently add approximate $1,000 per week onto the existing RSS share. A good broker with a good sales team should close 5 to 7 properties per week. Keep in mind that brokers receive cash commissions on purchase of properties coming into the NERLS from the homeowner, while the resale commissions are paid by increasing the RSS share per minute download, which is permanent. Note, you, the benefactor, would be responsible for the RSS share payments as the master user ID number for the activities of those shareholders in the benefactor's chain of beneficiaries. Participation in the NERLS adds to fee chain of beneficiaries the benefactor is responsible to fund. With the amount of funds given to SIM benefactors, this is a great way to use up a lot of your quarterly payment. The NERLS sale. All properties offered for sale through NERLS will follow these guidelines. A. The buying entity may only purchase one home from NERLS every 5 years. Other conditions apply. B. Properties will be sold at wholesale or 20% less than the established purchase price, which will include new upgrades. This gives a 20% immediate equity upon closing the property. Contracted brokers will have benefactor funds set aside to remodel and upgrade properties brought into the listing service. The upgrade broker account will be set up with the accounting firm who will issue reports and account for the funds used with receipts. This report will go to the benefactor to maintain control over their funds. C. The term for the real estate loan is 15 years. D. Each new NERLS buyer shall receive an equivalent increase in their per minute share download to cover the loan payment. If the buyer is not already an RSS beneficiary, they will receive a new RSS share and become a new RSS beneficiary. The referring real estate agent receives the referral bonus credit. E. Auto pay payments will be set up from the buyer's RSS account and paid into the benefactor's master RSS account. This avoids foreclosures. F. A buyer may only purchase one property within a 5-year period. That buyer/owner may resale the property back to the NERLS at the same purchase price as the buyer/owner purchased the home originally. G. If the real estate loan is paid off and the 5-year waiting period has expired, the owner is free to purchase a new home at the same terms as the original home purchase. Once a share per minute increase is activated, it will not diminish when the real estate loan is paid off, but will continue indefinitely. H. The real estate loan interest rate will be 2%. These funds will be escrowed and used for real estate taxes and home improvement needs. Unused escrowed funds to be returned to the present homeowner upon full payment off the real estate loan. I. If the home is sold and the real estate loan is paid off, the funds will be returned to the owner as equity in the property. This gives the owner the equity funds in the home when it is sold. J. A down payment of at least 5% is required. K. An RSS beneficiary may only use one of his/her 6 allocated trusts to purchase a home. L. A one-time refinance of a home is permissible. Owners of a home may secure a real estate loan from a contracted benefactor as if they were a new buyer. This would include a new RSS share or equivalent download. Any upgrading needed, including remodeling of kitchen, flooring, paint, a new security system and new appliances would be covered by the loan. Underlying mortgages and liens would be paid off by loan proceeds at the time of closing of the loan. It is expected that there will be a huge demand for homes to purchase in TOF listing service. A CAC director or one of the assistant directors may be hired to find and purchase land for development or apartments that can be turned into condominiums, so that more homes may be available. Land developers would jump at the chance to develop land that has a guaranteed sale with the purchase financing of the new homes already in place and the upfront loans to purchase the land through the development. Note, this program is work in progress. This document, as is, reflects our current planning at this moment in time and is subject to change to improve the consumer's position. Real estate speculators are not welcomed. The NERLS is for those purchasing a home or condominium to live in.